Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Hannah Crowley, and we're going to be talking about the opioid overdose prevention training, and there's going to be two dates for that. That's going to be December 2nd at 1 p.m. That's going to be an online training, and then December 5th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. That one's going to be in person. Hannah, thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden. Yeah, so I just wanted to take a moment to talk about this. I think it's a really great opportunity.
Yeah, I think this is something that it's valuable to have in your toolbox of situational awareness. I mean, you never know when you're going to find yourself in a potential overdose situation, and knowing how to react in that, that's something that could save lives. So you touched on it a little, but let's kind of talk about the importance behind this training.
For sure. So I think it's really important because, like you said, you never know when you might need to respond to someone who's overdosing. And it's important to be prepared, to be trained, and to even have the resources available and with you.
Yeah, and it's something that it really can strike anywhere. It's something you could see, you know, you could be out and about with your family in the park and see someone going through an overdose. And this is something that, like you said, can save lives. So let's kind of talk about the training a little more in depth here. What are some of the things you're going to be learning as a part of this?
So for the training, one thing that we will talk about is signs of opioid overdose. We're going to talk about the symptoms and how you can determine what that might look like and how to respond. We'll also talk about Narcan, what it is, how to use it, and how to get intervention.
So let's talk about Narcan for a second, because it's something you hear a lot. You know, Narcan, you have Narcan kits, but what is Narcan?
So Narcan, or you may have heard of Naloxone. Naloxone is just the generic name. Narcan is a specific brand. It'll be nasal spray form, and it's what we're using in our trainings. What it does is it is an opioid overdose reversal medication. So it will just kind of kick out the opioid that's binding to receptors in your brain, and it will temporarily reverse the effects of an opioid overdose.
And with Narcan, you know, it could be a little worrying to some people to try and break out medication because they don't know what it's going to do. But from what I've heard, Narcan doesn't affect anything else except those receptors for opioids.
Exactly. Yes, it's very safe. If you see someone who's overdosing or has similar symptoms, but you're not sure if they're overdosing on opioids specifically, you can still administer Narcan because it will not harm them. And it's better to just use it and be safer than sorry. And yes, it's very safe.
And then let's talk about how to register for this event. What's the best way for people who want to participate to get involved?
So to register for the event, you can go to USU Extension Heart Initiative. We have an Eventbrite link that you can visit and register for both events from there. Or you can visit USU Extension's Heart Facebook page, and those will also have the events.
Now, Hannah, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, I would just really love to encourage you guys to find these trainings, to find these opportunities, to learn how to use Narcan, and to just really be prepared for these situations.
Well, Hannah, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Hannah Crowley, and we're talking about USU Extension Heart's upcoming opioid overdose prevention training. They'll have an online variant of it December 2nd at 1 p.m. and an in-person training December 5th at 2 p.m. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.